CFO. For TFW Mobile. Good morning.
How are you doing?
On this fine hump day.
It was a 4-3-day weekend, and I'm ready for this weekend already. I mean, it's been a heck of a week. Down.
Just got to go back to work today. The restaurant opens back up today.
What you looking forward to? Give her something to do, or what you enjoy being at home?
She likes to work a few days, and that, you know what I mean. It's on her terms now, so it makes it a lot better. KN4 TFW.
Huge difference. Today, hopefully uneventful.
Good, uneventful. It was just hot. Every time I had to go outside, it's like, man, it was hot.
Warm. That's one thing I can say. I don't really have to go outside much. And once I go in, I never know what it's like outside until the very end of the day.
End up outside a bunch, going from building to building or doing something.
Be long from one building to the next.
There's pavement and that, no air circulation, or somebody will stop you or something will happen. And then none of the buildings other than offices that have air conditioning.
Yeah, those kind of places.
Able to hold out a few more years anyway.
They just got the office with some air in it.
In the mornings, end up closing off my vent because that thing blows right down on you. And then in the afternoon, opening it back up.
Understand that. Yeah, a little bit cooler in the morning if I don't want the air on you, but I do the same thing where I get a little fan to the butt of my desk. And in the mornings, it can get a little bit cool, but once the heat of the day starts coming, you got to have some air moving.
Most of the day yesterday, trying to get a quote for a motor that I needed for our entrance gate. It was a proprietary motor, so it was just a hassle to get a quote.
I know it's a pain to get quotes from certain companies. Ours are more restricted now. I'm glad we got one guy in my department or zone that he does all the ordering for us. I'm glad he handles it.
It's getting harder and harder to do, and then the company is limiting the vendors and everything, so now it makes it, you know, twice as hard.
It's kind of tightened up on the vendors that we can use. I don't know why. I don't know what's happened, whether they just, you know, they're cutting off the ones that are too expensive or what. I don't get it, but everything you order, you got to get like three quotes for.
A few that it's fairly easy to order from, you know what I mean? They're, you go to a catalog checkout system and you can get it. That, I guess, it's already prearranged pricing and everything, so a few things you can get, but it's usually them oddball things.
Val, and we used to be able to just order whatever through Val, and you wouldn't even need the quotes. And I don't know, something's changed. And, you know, everybody's trying to pinch a penny, so it's gotten a little bit ridiculous now. But like I said, I'm glad I'm the one that don't have to do the ordering. I tell somebody else what I want, and he gets it. So I'm okay with that.
I think it's like net 90. And that, so that knocked out a ton of vendors, all you small vendors, and that. And then we went to a third party that's doing the placing the orders for us, and they're out of Brazil, but the people down there at that company, they're Indian, and so, I mean, it just makes it a huge hassle.
I sound like a hassle. I don't envy you a bit. I'm over for the beach trip.
We are yet, but I know the granddaughter is. Hoping there ain't no storms coming or anything and she can enjoy it.
That last one kind of creeped up on me. Usually by this time of year, I'm checking the hurricane center every day or two. And I don't know, I wasn't on it this year. I guess I'm just so busy. All of a sudden, we got a tropical storm or depression or whatever it was when it came in. Right off the coast of South Carolina going just right below Myrtle Beach.
Of St. Augustine. They were saying it was going to do something, and that's where it formed. And then I think it was Sunday or Saturday, they, you know, they had all the red flags out for riptides.
Interesting. I wasn't really aware that it was out there until all of a sudden it started popping up in the news. I mean, thank goodness it was nothing huge, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd ride down there and go get my camper or not. It'd have to be really, really bad before I make that trip.
They're going now. You can't really tell if it's really, really big, bad until after it happens.
Amen.
Trying to blame that flood in Texas on the weather service, but dang, when you look back at the history of the flood in there, I mean, it did the same thing in 87, and it's flooded about six or seven times total.
I don't know. That story is getting spun a lot of different ways. It's hard to know what's true or not, because I read somewhere that, I don't know, I think it was DHS was, you know, kind of going back and trying to correct the storyline or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And they were saying that the Weather Service did issue warnings, you know, hours ahead, and then whichever the other ones I watch. I don't remember how much time there was before that, but, you know, if it's anything like some of the camps I've been to, I mean, dang, you know, some of them you just don't have good service at. So even if they put it out, you might not know about it.
Warning, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's not many people, a lot of people have that feature turned off then, and then they, years ago, they wanted to upgrade their warning system, you know, I guess like the tornado warning system type thing, and they, the people shot it down, they didn't want to pay for it.
They don't want to spend the money until something bad happens and shows where you need to. Haven't been following it too closely. I just read a little bit here and there, but I did think that was kind of weird how it's just getting spun so many different ways as far as, you know, whether people got warnings or whether they didn't, and, you know, blaming the National Weather Service and all this other stuff.
UW did the same thing in 87 and washed away another church camp and drowned a bunch of people. But now you got, you know, probably 100% more asphalt. The water can't soak in, and I mean, it's all got to go somewhere.
And the more we spread out, the more likely you are to end up in a place like that.
Around when we were at the campground up there in Swannanoa, it's like, man, that river floods. We got more. If the water gets all the way up to here, we got more problems than that. And danged if it didn't.
We have, and I remember as a kid, we were up in the mountains camping in a pop-up in a campground, and it just kept raining, and I mean, it just wouldn't stop. Finally, my dad made the decision. We headed home, and so we drove home that evening, I believe, and I remember finding out that there was a lady in the same area. She was in a tent, and I think she ended up getting swept away in her tent.
For ZLE. Good morning, guys. I hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Yeah, doing good here, KO4CF.
Yep, doing well over here, KN4TFW.
Glad to hear that. Quick question. I put a new antenna on this mobile and tuned it up yesterday. Does it seem to be sounding okay?
Making it into repeater 5.
It's all right. I'm kind of in a bad spot, so my signal's kind of not full strength from the repeater.
Out there with the Nano VNR, tuned it up real good, cut little bitty pieces off of the antenna at one time, or at a time. Got the SWR down on it pretty good, so it seems to be getting out pretty good.
Fine. I mean, the signal I'm getting from the repeater seems all right.
And I'm Interstate 85 northbound, about the 35 right now. So, yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
In the parking lot at work, so I'm going to have to clear out. Y'all be safe. Have a good one, and hopefully I'll holler at you another morning. K KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Do have a safe day, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Drew, be safe.
Happening at the ER this week?
Not sure. This has been my rotation a few days. So we'll see. I've heard it's been eventful, but I don't know of anything specific right off.
Yeah, probably a lot of dehydration.
My dumb self got out there the day before yesterday cutting grass and dang near overdid it myself. So then I decided to take yesterday and kind of recuperate and cool off, drink a bunch of fluids and stuff.
Do you ever get that heat exhaustion once or whatever? It seems like it doesn't take much to get it a second time.
The older I get, the less tolerant I am to it. You know, when I worked fire and EMS, man, I was out in it every doggone day. And, of course, now I'm nowhere near as much. So, but yeah.
I travel from building to building, keep going outside and across the parking lot and that. And it's like, man, it was just stifling hot yesterday.
And it's got everybody so spooled. Everybody is acclimated to it now, and it makes it feel much hotter than what it is when you go outside. That's kind of like this heat index thing they kind of want to throw out there. But yeah, I mean, everybody's used to the AC. When you do go out, it makes it feel much hotter than what it used to.
Sit in front of a fan than the AC myself.
KQ4ZLE for ID. Yeah, of course, now I'm in the ER all day, so it's air conditioning and all that. And I'm saying it don't get warm, but you know, it stays pretty cool, so I done got used to that.
This morning, my car's showing 77. It's like, man, it didn't even cool off at night.
I don't know how accurate mine is, but it's saying 81 right now. So, but I would think it at least got down mid-70s during the night, I would think. But it's a black car, so I'm sure it kind of keeps some and radiates some of the heat anyway.
Good morning.
Long time no hear.
KN4TFW. Hope you're doing well. KQ4ZLE.
Anthony and Ken. I'm just there riding around in my recliner. What y'all doing?
Keep you in Social Security money.
You guys are still at that. I hadn't given a lot of thought lately, but you're doing a good job. Talking to Patrick, first time I talked to him, I didn't even know he had his operation, but everything was going good, so he was doing good. I talked to him for a few minutes, and I got up early, I don't know what, how, couldn't go back to sleep, and then I did the same thing this morning, so here I am.
Where you been at? It seems like it's been a month since I heard you.
It's been time. I think you guys are out of here, by not too long after 6, right?
About 6:10, 6:15, something like that, and I'm out.
I think Anthony was in there. Anthony and Angela, right?
4ZLE. Yeah, I'm solo this morning. She'll be with me in the morning. So she goes back a day later, but has to work a day later than my schedule is.
What do you work, like till 5 or what, just whenever?
7A till about 7:15-ish P by the time our relief gets in and give patient report and all that stuff and actually get out the door.
Per day then?
312s. I do a self-scheduling thing. I do like a 2-on, 1-off, 2-on, 1-off, 2-on, then I have 6-off most of the time.
Off.
A little bit of a work to get there too, it'd be, oh yeah. But when I worked as a paramedic firefighter, I worked 24 and 48 off, and I've done that for almost 20 years, that particular schedule. But stayed in that game for almost 25 years altogether.
Dad, my father-in-law, he was a firefighter for, I think, just after he got out of the Navy, and I think he went right on into that, and he did that up until he died.
I got a buddy of mine, he kind of done the same thing, but much respect and thanks to your dad for his service.
Life's dad, my father-in-law, but yeah, he wound up, he was at Duncan Chapel in Greenville.
Familiar with that one. I was with South Carolina Fire Department and Duncan Fire Department for a little bit, but I worked EMS-wise. I worked mostly with Pelzer EMS, which was a part of Anderson County, but then again, I worked for Greenville County and Lawrence County EMS as well. Very busy systems for sure for this area, especially now.
What more are you?
Off the truck several years back just due to PTSD issues. I got tired of cutting dead kids out of cars, man. Every time I turned around, we was running bad wrecks with teenagers and heck, even young kids and stuff. So it was time to walk away.
Well, yeah, I couldn't have done that. I've been in body business all my life, and the cars would be brought in, and some of the body men would go down there and check it out. So you ought to go look at this one. I never would go look at them. I couldn't do it.
Definitely understand that. I've unfortunately had to relive some of those nightmares through courts and stuff where, I have to go testify and stuff like that. But, it is what it is, unfortunately.
I have nightmares over that kind of stuff. I know I would. Just what little I've seen bothered me a lot.
Yours ain't fun. My poor wife, she has to wake me up from time to time out of them. So, unfortunately, she has to deal with it with me. I'm sure I probably will from now on.
I had never seen any people or anything like that, but I mean, I've seen dogs get hit by cars, man. That ruined me for 2 or 3 days.
Fortunately, seen the human body from in utero to elderly in all forms of destruction, and it's just things you never forget, unfortunately.
Sorry you got to go through that.
I hate to rush off, but I'm here at work. I'm going to get in here and see how this crazy emergency room is going to be for the day. But I hope everybody has a good and safe day. KQ4ZLE, I'm out.
Everyone enjoy. Kenny's going to go, Ken.
Hey, I hope you have a quiet, easy day. And we'll catch you in the morning. KN4GFW. And yeah, dude, I'm about 3-4 minutes out.
No, you're not in the air conditioning, are you?
Office doing some computer work, I'm in the air conditioning, but other than that, that's it.
You have it then all day, right?
Yeah, Roger.
Yesterday was really tough. It was, I think that was our hottest day I've felt so far.
I'm out across the yard, the pavement there, and it's like, man, it was just really, really stifling hot.
I was in the shop a good bit hanging around. Of course, I had a little breeze in here, but, even the breeze, you get in front of a fan, it's blowing hot air.
Bit of a breeze yesterday, but it felt like you were standing in front of a heater for sure.
Now, what are we doing today? Aren't we supposed to cool down a little bit?
I know there's a better chance of a rain shower in the evening, but other than that, I can't help you.
No, I don't know. I know we're supposed to get into the 80s.
I'm mid-90s all week. I know next Monday it's supposed to be back up like 98.
We're going to deal with that for a while, aren't we?
We're at the beach than it was here last week.
We went 2 weeks ago to the beach. I know it's when it first got hot here because I talked to some of the neighbors. They said it was in the 90s, and we were in the 80s at the beach. It was pretty nice there. And then when we got back here, it was 90, 89, 90. It wasn't too bad, and then we got this stuff the past couple of days. And, while we were down there, a young fella, 20, I think, got caught in a rip current and didn't make it.
I never go out in the ocean unless I got some kind of flotation device with me, even if it's just a boogie board.
I'd be the same way. I don't get in the ocean anymore, but this one had been using, they'd been down there for a week or so, and he'd been using a life jacket the whole time, except for this one time he went out there without it, and that's when it got him.
KN4TFW, hold on just a second. Jen at the gate, wait for the gate to open.
There.
Unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
Out of here, make you some money, and then we'll hopefully maybe we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW 73, dude.
But you be careful at work and stay in that air as much as you can. We'll catch you next time. When I don't sleep and or when I wake up early and happen to get up. Well, we'll talk to you then. N4AZ.